had one minister, Birbal. And this minister had a very, very interesting daughter called Touch Bibi. Touch Bibi, a beautiful name. She was extremely beautiful and became one of the wives of Emperor Akbar. So one day, when she was brought from Delhi to Agra, she passed Vrindavan on her way. She was riding in a palanquin and was surrounded by military. And as she was passing by Vrindavan, she heard the sound of a bell. Gung, gung, gung. She asked the commander of her guards, "What is the sound?" And the commander said, "Oh, princess, or princess, I think queen, oh queen, not princess, oh queen. This is from some Hindu temple. This is nothing for us, we are Muslims." But Touch Bibi heard the call of the Lord, which is going beyond religions and the narrow borders. And she commanded the commander, "Bring me, I want to see that temple." So she arrived at the Govindaji Mandir. But because Muslims were not allowed at that time entry into Hindu temples due to the strained relationships, she could only see Govindadev from the threshold of the temple, from outside. Now, Rupa Goswami has poetically said something which Prabhupada often repeated. Don't look at the beautiful form of Govinda if you are interested in society, friendship and love, because Govindaji will steal your heart and then you have nothing in your heart for material life. The same thing happened to Touch Bibi. She was lost in the beauty of Govindadev and then wrote a letter to her husband Agra in Agra. "O Emperor Akbar, you were the Lord of my heart, but now another Lord has come. His name is Govindadev. And I request you, you who is known for your religious universalism, to give me permission to stay in Vrindavan as the servant of Govindaji." So when Akbar heard this, you know, he was in two minds. But because his rule was that of friendship with all philosophy and religions, he wrote back, "O Touch Bibi, you were always an extraordinary woman. You may stay in at that temple, but know you can always return when you want." So Touch Bibi became a Vaishnavi poet, and she wrote a poem which I would like to read to you at the beginning of our Krishna Katha evening. Have you noted the beautiful altar today with the mirrors? Yes? No? Yes. She wrote a poem about a mirror. "Oh friend, I showed a mirror to the divine couple. They looked into the mirror and became intoxicated by seeing each other's beauty. And when they looked some more into the mirror, they felt lost in it. I looked from outside and became completely aware what they talked to each other through the movement of their eyes. Indeed, indeed, their exchange of loving glances took away all the material desires and worry from my heart. Now I'm thinking, why am I sitting in this house? I should go out of my house and chant the holy names of the Lord. Touch Bibi says, your heart is like a mirror. Clean it and glance always at the beautiful form of the divine couple. Beautiful poem. I wish to welcome all of you. This is an evening where we hear about Krishna and his devotees. By remembering Krishna, a person who is superficial becomes deep. By remembering Krishna, someone who is full of material desires loses material desires. And by remembering Krishna, Krishna thinks this person is dear to me and will take him eventually into the shelter of his lotus feet. It's not Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna
Krishna Hare Hare
time, please, all of us.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, dear friends, for about 11 years Krishna stayed in Vrindavan and then he left to stay another 28 years in Mathura. And then he left even from there and went to the island in the Arabian Sea, Dwaraka. When Krishna left the residence of Vrindavan, their cries in separation could split stones. One visitor who went to Vrindavan reported that the friends of Krishna had fainted and they were lying as if dead in a valley. There was a river of tears coming from the house of Nanda and Yashoda, the parents of the Lord. And even the cows and calves stood as if motionless in their mouth. They still had the last grass that Krishna fed them, but they didn't chew on it, nor did they swallow it down, because they wanted to remember the Lord and his kindness upon them. Then one day, a message came to Vrindavan, a message that brought life to all the residents. Krishna will put up camp in Kurukshetra, which is only 70 kilometers away from Braj. And a letter arrived in Braj, written with the beautiful handwriting of Krishna. Please, all my dear Brijbasi friends, come and see me. Only a few of you should stay back to take care of the cows. The rest, come, let us meet. So all the Brijbasis assembled. Nanda Maharaj organized the caravan, and a long, long caravan came with bulls and ox carts. Parrots even were flying with that caravan. And the beautiful gopis were moving at the end of the caravan. As these Brijbasis, the dear devotees of Krishna, approached Kurukshetra, my dear devotees, they were confused with happiness. Their chests were quivering with anticipation. Many thoughts appeared in their mind and disappeared. They forgot to eat and sleep. And their intelligence turned to one question. When we see Krishna, how can we serve him? Should we bring some peacock feathers? Or should we fan him? He used to like the simple dishes made from the milk of the cows. Should we feed him barfi and sandish? My dear devotees, these eternal devotees of Krishna were so attractive. Even people who did not know Krishna previously, and even those who disrespected him, were swept up and went along. Rudvik, you must listen better. So, the beautiful gopis also walked, but because they meditated about Krishna, they had closed their eyes. Whenever they opened their eyes and saw no Krishna outside, only the trees on the way to Kurukshetra. They fainted in separation. Then they were left behind and they needed to walk very fast to catch up with the caravan. And they cried. In their longing to see Krishna, they felt a moment of time to be as long as a kalpa. It's a long period of it. My dear devotees, this is the example how to approach Krishna with a chest quivering with anticipation, with many thoughts, coming and going, but concentrating on the one desire, how can I serve him? As this amazing caravan of love came closer to Kurukshetra, Krishna began to feel that his topmost devotees were nearby. And 100 types of happiness inundated his mind. At that time he was surrounded by the kings of the world, but under some pretext, I think you must be tired now, no? He sent all the people away, even the kings. And when he was alone, his mood changed. He had been in the mood of a prince, a ruler, but as his most loving devotees came closer, he reverted back into the mood which he had in Vrindavan. That was the mood of, I heard it in the atmosphere, cowherd boys, of course. What else? Are you listening or are you not listening? The first thing which the people noted, the people of Braj noted when they came near, was something that is most probably the first thing that you will also notice when you come closer to Krishna. What is the first thing? I heard someone said, his fragrance. Yes, the fragrance can travel a long, long way even before the source of the fragrance can be seen with the eyes. You can, for instance, smell from the window the fragrance of it, the incense that is offered to Radha Madan Mohan even before seeing Radha Madan Mohan. So the people of Braj, as they came closer, noticed the smell of Krishna, which is like the smell of a lotus flower that is smeared with musk and sandalwood. Very sweet and subtle. My dear devotees, please forgive me. I am not able to describe in words what happened when the Brijbasis actually saw Krishna. The words which I know are the words of Shakespeare, the words of Donald Trump, the words of, I don't know which, who else speaks English like that. But these words can't capture the ecstatic love of the residents of Vrindavan. Who is the devotee in Vrindavan who Krishna loves most? Shrimati Radharani, yes. Who else? Yashodama, his mother, yes. Therefore his name Yashodanandan is there and other names. When Krishna and Balaram saw Yashoda, who had fed them with her own breast milk, they ran towards Yashoda and they fell on their knees. Yashoda was so happy, she embraced Krishna's head to her chest and she cried. Those who stood nearby, like Devaki, thought, how can this woman who's so thin, whose body is just like so thin, produce such rivers of tears that seem to flood the universe? But just like Yashoda was very emotional, Krishna's emotions are difficult to describe. He was so moved that even the old retired bulls of Braj were sprinkled with Krishna's tears that rushed from his eyes. Oh, Padmaganda! He embraced these bulls and cows. And whenever then he wanted to move a little away from them to greet his other friends, but quickly he returned and came back to them and embraced them again by the neck. Everyone was greeted by Krishna, except those who he loved the most. The beautiful gopis of Vrindavan, Krishna didn't even look in their direction. When evening arrived, all the different people who had come to Kurukshetra, there were military people, there were rulers, there were ministers, there were a lot of servants, there were dancers, there were poets. All these people went into their tents and Kurukshetra became empty like a marketplace when the night falls over it. At that time, Krishna, who had retired into a solitary room where no one was there, left the room through a back door. And he went to a place that Uddhava and Balaram had made suitable, where they had constructed dwelling places for the gopis. Krishna didn't go alone. Before him, he put Uddhava, who went in front. And when he came to that clearing where the gopis were living in tents, or were accommodated in tents, he saw the gopis who stood outside the tents, knowing he would come now and greet them with their eyes closed. Krishna carefully put Uddhava in front, and then from behind Uddhava he rose gently like a dark cloud, and this brought back the life of the gopis. The gopis were thin. Their hair was falling over their faces. They were wearing worn out clothing. When Krishna first saw them, he needed to hold the shoulder of Uddhava to not stumble and fall. He became dizzy when he saw these volcanoes of love, and he wept and cried for a long time. He could no longer understand when and why he had come, from where he had come, and what he was doing. If he was God or not God, he lost all his memory. Then he looked at Radha in silence, and this silence was filled with so many emotions that finally Krishna fainted to the ground and the gopis fainted. Not a word had been said. Then Krishna quickly took as many forms as there were gopis and embraced each single one, and in this way woke them from their ecstatic trance of meeting Krishna. And he began to speak. He said, "O gopis, do you still remember me?" What did Krishna say? We were separated by time itself, who brings beings together and then brings them apart. Time, that great river that brings leaves and twigs together and then moves them apart, has brought us. But did you not remember that I was always with you, like the air, which is inside and outside? So Krishna began to speak like this. He began to speak words which the gopis didn't like. Did you know that you can see me always in the heart? Then why did you cry and feel separated? Don't you know from philosophy that God is all pervading? Why do you cry? At this moment, hundreds of eyes that had looked on the ground were raising, and all the gopis looked at Krishna and they were angry at Krishna. They said, "What are you saying? We are not great mystic yogis. We are not just these impersonal, dry jnana philosophers. They can meditate about you, but we," and they spoke full of sarcasm, "we are ordinary household ladies. Vrindavan is our home, not Dwaraka. We are too attached to Vrindavan." Then they became serious. "Only in Vrindavan you wear a peacock feather. Where's your peacock feather? Have you forgotten Vrindavan? In Vrindavan you don't wear any shoes. What are these foolish shoes doing at your feet?" Oh, gopis. "In Vrindavan you play your enchanting flute. Where is your flute? Krishna, we fear that you have forgotten those who are most dear to you. Krishna, you have forgotten Braj. You have forgotten your father. You have forgotten your loving mother. You have forgotten all the residents. This is our misfortune. And then Radharani's began to speak. When I see your mother Yashoda, I feel miserable. How could you leave her? So Krishna was very, very moved by the words. You know, how do you, I think everyone, when they are told you have no love in your heart, you think only of yourself. That's why you can leave those who love you and be comfortable somewhere else. When Krishna heard the gopis saying this, the Lord of love who declares, I'm the friend of all living entities, Surinam Savabhutanam, was really moved. So he answered, would you like to hear his answer?
Yes.
My dear gopis, my dear Radha, I speak the truth now. Day and night I cry, remembering Braj, Vrindavan, and all my friends. My father, my mother, and all of you gopis know I'm always in your debt. Separation from you is my greatest misfortune. But please know, those who truly love each other, even when they are separated, will certainly meet one day again. To be with you, I do two things. And Krishna speaks now the truth. You know, he speaks the truth. Firstly, I worship every day Narayan so that you are taken care. And second, I come unseen by others to Vrindavan. I think you know this. But perhaps you don't believe it. Know that when you notice me just being near to you, that is actually true. But soon I will come fully. I need to just slay 4 or 5 demons. Then I'm done. Then I come to my own land of Vrindavan and protect Braj and all of you. Your love for me forces me to come, and I will bless all the berries, all the trees, and we will all enjoy. Shri Krishna ki! My dear devotee, in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, we hear that Krishna regularly went from Vrindavan to Mathura and the land. Sorry, not from Vrindavan. Krishna regularly went from Dwaraka to Vrindavan, but he came in a particular form. It's called a spurti. Also, devotees in this world sometimes meet Krishna in his spurti. Spurti means a momentary or a little longer appearance, almost like a flash of lightning that comes in a dark night, and you see. So sometimes Krishna enters a devotee's heart in the form of a spurti, and the devotee may think, oh, this is just a memory. Is it something true? Is that Krishna really? But it is. It is only a particular form in which Krishna chooses, this spurti form. It's not for long. It comes and goes like this. So Krishna said to the gopis, you think this, perhaps this form is illusory, but no, although it's short, it's a spurti. It is, I'm there with you, I come, I remember you. And sometimes Krishna says to his devotee, you did this and this at that time. See, I was there next to you. So my dear devotees, this is the introduction of our katha. I don't know how far we will go today. When the gopis heard Krishna talking like this to them, I love you, I'm crying because I'm separated from you. They did not stay passive. Krishna was, when he talked this at the end, he was on a chariot. First he came by foot, but then he sat on a chariot. They took up the ropes of the chariot and say, okay, let's see. And they started to pull the chariot in the direction of Vrindavan. My dear devotees, this festival of feeling, which you have just heard, where we hear about the love of the devotees for Krishna, that is the essence of a festival that takes place every year in Jagannath Puri for a long, long time. It was made very popular 500 years ago, this festival, by who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now, when Prabhupada was a small boy, he used to make this festival in his Calcutta neighborhood. He was crying one day on the street when he was a really small boy, and a lady came by and asked Srila Prabhupada's father, Gomohan, your sweet little boy is crying. What does he want? And Gomohan said, my boy is not an ordinary boy. He wants to have a chariot. A chariot? Yeah, but not for him. He wants to have a chariot for the Lord, Lord Jagannath, and organize a Ratha Yatra festival here in Calcutta. He's only a boy. The lady said, he's a very good boy. The Lord brought me here. I have such a small chariot. I will give it to him. Let him organize Ratha Yatra, the festival of feelings here in Calcutta. And Srila Prabhupada organized it. He organized the grown-up people to cook, the children to form a kirtan party, and pull the ropes of the chariot, and he had his small Jagannath in there. And later, when he came to his West, very early in the beginnings of his movement, he requested his disciples, let us have the Ratha Yatra festival in San Francisco. And it's there where it started, the festival in the West. And from there, it spread all over. If you want to see many people on the festival, come to Berlin next year. The streets are flooded with people of all types of generations, small people, big people, and so on. So this is a festival which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated in the very same mood where he reenacted the pastime you've just heard in Jagannath Puri. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes on the role of the leader of all the gopis. Who is that? Radharani, yes, the topmost of all gopis. And with his devotees take the ropes of the cart, and many other people also. But Lord Chaitanya sings and dances ecstatically, and he points to Jagannath. Let us imagine, here's Lord Jagannath where the two pictures is, and he points like this. Go to Vrindavan. Let us go to Vrindavan. That is where you belong. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya leads Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna, back to Vrindavan and into the heart of hearts. Prabhupada writes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading Lord Jagannath towards the Gundicha temple, and this corresponds to Srimati Radharani leading Krishna towards Vrindavan. So for the rest of our katha, we will hear now about the festival of feelings reenacted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is this a good idea?
Yes.
Good. Hare, Hare. Sing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. Yeah. Jayesuvana Jagannatha Swamina Yana Patagami Nayana Patagami Pavatu me Jagannatha Swamina Yana Patagami Yana Patagami Pavatu me Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra. On the day of the grand procession, where the Lord Jagannath left the Sri Mandir to be pulled towards Gundicha. On that morning, Lord Chaitanya got up very early. All his associates attentively took their morning bath, and then they all gathered together and went to the temple, where they watched how the strong deities carried the deities on their carts. There were many devotees who were rendering different kinds of services. I believe you remember how the Brijbasis, on the way of seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra, they had one thought in their mind, no? How can they render services? So on this day, all the devotees hope that the Lord will show himself in their hearts. It's a very feeling festival. If you celebrate Ratha Yatra in this way, how will I draw the Lord in my heart? It becomes a very devotional event. You will draw the Lord in your heart by what? How can you know the unknowable Lord? I hear a whisper in the crowd. By devotional service. Yes. So there were many devotees doing different services. There was the king who personally cleansed the road with a broom that had a golden handle. There were devotees dancing. Some had costumes and acted out the roles of Hanuman. There were devotees singing kirtan. And so much service going on. When you go to Ratha Yatra with the service mentality, you will see miracles happening. Because this festival means to pull Krishna into the heart. Srila Prabhupada gives a beautiful explanation that gives us further instructions how to receive Krishna in the heart. Can I read it to you? If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, who wants this? Yeah, if you don't want this, you are in the wrong place. If one wants to see Krishna seated in his heart, he must first Do what? I can see some of you are not reading so regularly in Prabhupada's books. One must first cleanse the heart, as prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sri Shikshastakam. Cheto Darpana. If a devotee at all wants to cleanse his heart, he must chant and hear the glories of the Lord Sri Krishna. This is a simple process. Krishna himself will come and help cleanse the heart because he's already seated there. Krishna wants to continue living within the heart, and the Lord wants to give directions. But one has to keep his heart as clean as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept the Gundicha temple. Lord Chaitanya had done this some days before. He had gone to the final destination of the parade, the Gundicha temple, which stood empty all year. It's only used on the end of the Ratha Yatra procession. And he had personally directed all his devotees to cleanse the temple, which was covered by dust and straw. When you leave anything in India for a little time alone, it's a big layer of dust which comes, especially in Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya had brought his devotees days before the Ratha Yatra and guided them to cleanse the temple, to show them, if you really want this festival to happen to you, if you want Ratha Yatra to happen to you also in 2020, where are we? 28 or 6, good. If you want this, you will need to cleanse your heart, no? So, now we will hear about the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya. My dear devotees, at the beginning of the kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hand, put garlands around each one of his devotees. Then, when he had done this, he smeared cooling sandalwood pulp on their foreheads. Thus he increased the transcendental pleasure of his devotees. Then the Lord divided all the devotees into four parties. 1, 2, 3, 4. And each of these parties had a lead singer and 5 assistants. At that time, you know, they had no loudspeakers. So the lead singer had 5 supporting singers who were singing with him the lead voice. Sometimes in kirtans you can see that some kirtan leaders gather some devotees around them so that the kirtan gets more strength. And each kirtan party had 1 elite dancer. Would you like to know the 5 dancers? One was the Avaduta Nityananda Prabhu. He would dance so ecstatically that he sometimes lost his cloth. No problem, because it was a public scene, so devotees quickly tied it around. The next one was Advaita Acharya. Please say. The next one was Haridas Thakur. He would sit all day and chant japa, but on Ratha Yatra day, he danced in ecstasy. And the next one was, please repeat his name, Vrakeshwara Pandit. This devotee could dance non-stop, day and night, for 72 hours. So, as these kirtan parties, the kirtan parties again were divided altogether. It was 7 parties. You know, first 4 and then more. As they performed kirtan, Lord Chaitanya did a miracle. He expanded into as many forms as there were kirtan parties to dance in each kirtan. This is sometimes in Vaishnava poetry, devotees say, I wish I had thousands of bodies. What can I do with one body in kirtan? I want to have thousands of tongues and 2,000s of ears. Then I could relish the holy name a little bit. So Mahaprabhu showed this actually. And just like Lord Shri Krishna, who formally expanded into various Krishnas in the Rasa Leela dance, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did the same. Prabhupada said, Lord Shri Krishna expanded himself into many forms while engaged in the Rasa Leela dance. And he also expanded himself in Dvaraka. Do you remember why he had to expand? Yes, he had married 16,108 wives, so they all wanted him. So he expanded him, no problem. The same process was adopted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he expanded himself into 7 forms to dance in each and every group of the Sankirtan party. Some devotees could see this, others could not see it. So then, as they were dancing and chanting, Lord Chaitanya started to run, and all the devotees ran with him. He was in ecstasy. There was, please repeat, Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govindanandan, Madhava, and Govinda. These devotees sang along with the Lord and ran along with the Lord besides him. But suddenly the Lord stopped. All these devotees came to a halt. He stood before Lord Jagannath and he started to pray. And please say these beautiful prayers after you hear it. Namo Brahmanya Devaya.
Namo Brahmanya Devaya.
Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha.
Go Brahmana Hitaya.
Jagatitaya Krishnaya.
Jagatitaya Krishnaya.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Govindaya.
Jayati Jayati Devo,
Jayati Jayati Devo,
Devaki Nandano
So, Devaki Nandano
So, Jayati Jayati Krishna,
Jayati Jayati Krishna,
Vrishni Vangsa Pradipaha, Jayati Jayati Mega Shyamala,
Jayati Jayati
Komalango,
Komalango,
Jayati Jayati Prithvi Bara,
Nasho
Mukunda. Prayed so long. Krishna, he said, I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Sudra, I'm not a Brahmachari, I'm not a householder or Vanaprastha. I'm not a sannyasi even. There's one identification. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. This Krishna is like an ocean of nectar, and he's the cause of universal transcendental bliss. And as the Lord said these prayers, he entered deeply into the mood of the Kurukshetra pastime, where Krishna had met the beautiful gopis and had become subjugated or defeated or conquered by their indescribable love. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of that Krishna who maintains the gopis. And then he started to dance. Wherever he stepped while dancing, the whole earth with its hills and seas appeared to tilt. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired. He cried. He trembled and shook and changed colors. In his heart, he showed symptoms of helplessness, of pride, of exuberance and humility. When he crashed down on the ground, he rolled like a gold mountain. Nityananda would try to catch him with his two hands. And the Lord ran around. He was lost, not lost in a mirror, lost in Kurukshetra. This, of course, drew a lot of attention. My dear devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very tall, much taller than any of his contemporaries. When he opened his arms, they reached more than three meters. People really towered, all the people, and sometimes Indians are a little small if they're not baseball players. And it drew a lot of attention from the crowds. A beautiful pastime took place at that time. Three circles needed to be formed in order to protect him from the millions of people rushing towards him to see that divine dance of Lord Chaitanya. The first inner circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who's Balaram Haladara himself, the possessor of great strength. Now, this was the inner circle. Here's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The inner circle is formed by Lord Nityananda. There was a circle around that, which was formed by Kashishwara Pandit and Govinda, who linked hands. And the third circle was formed by the king of Puri and his general Harishchandra. Who is the king of Puri? What's his name, please? Maharaj Prataparudra. Yes. So, because there was so much pushing, and all of you know, when you are in India, whoa, Indians can push like extraterrestrials, you know. I've never seen a country that is so pushy. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
Especially in religious ceremonies, Paul. You have to, just when this starts, you know, the crowd starts to move. One tip, you just have to use your shoulders and stay over the shoulders of the people, because once you're on the ground, Hare Krishna, your dhoti will be destroyed, you know. Or Zari or whatever, you know. And you will have to be carried to the hospital, you know. It's intense. So Pratapa Rudra had his general in front of him. He was holding at his shoulders. So Harishchandra was behind Srivas, and he mentioned to Srivas, move aside, the king is there and he wants to see the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srivas always felt a hand on his, you know, trying to move him aside, and his eyes were riveted on the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So finally Srivas Thakur had enough. He just turned around and slapped the general into the face. Don't push me. So you don't do this to a general. A general who can fight with 100 people at once, and, you know, you just don't do this. Harishchandra, the general, was just getting into the mood to chastise Srivas Thakur. When King Pratapa Rudra, who had seen this, said to Harishchandra, you are very fortunate, for you have been blessed by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I'm not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to Srivas. So next time, I want to say like this, be kind to devotees even when they are strong to you. There are many, many, many wonderful scenes, but I wish need to close this katha. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed Lord Jagannath. He spoke to him. And his speech is extremely sweet. And I know some of you like deep Krishna consciousness, so you will get a feast now. Lord Chaitanya said, in the role of Radharani, who spoke with Krishna in Kurukshetra, you are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan. You have left Vrindavan Dham. Hear my request now. I wish that you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. See, in Kurukshetra, there are so many crowds of people around you. There are so many elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. Where is the private time to meet? But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens, and the humming of bees, and the chirping of birds can be heard everywhere. Here at Kurukshetra, you're dressed like a royal prince with shoes, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here in Kurukshetra, there is not even a drop of that ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. Therefore, hear me, O Lord. I request you, come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes there with me. If you do so, only then my ambition will be filled. So as Krishna or Jagannath heard Radharani or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speak like this, his heart was moved. Waves and waves and waves started to well up and grow in his heart. These waves manifested in rivers of tears. And then he said, I'm telling you what is in my heart. Bhakti or devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you. And this, my dear devotees, is the subject matter of this festival of feelings, where the devotees take Krishna's chariot and draw it into their heart, into their own hearts, so that Krishna has his residence there. Because they know only by remembering Krishna a shallow person becomes deep. By remembering Krishna an impure person becomes pure. By remembering Krishna an impious person becomes pious. By remembering Krishna one full of material desires becomes desireless. And by remembering Krishna, a fool becomes learned. Hare ha, hare, hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krish
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe Krishna. Wonderful, no, to hear. This is life, my dear devotees. It's real life. I must say it feels very special to sit here because it seems there's movement going on in the altar. It seems the divine couple who have effulgence are moving, and all the time the light comes on you and you think, am I dreaming? Is this true? Very, very nice. You should make a handy movie, but it's a video, and send it to especially when it, can you see the light dancing? Now, can you imagine how when Krishna, Radha come, I mean, these are ordinary, these are mirrors which we have bought in this world. But the effulgence of Radha and Krishna is coming from them. They don't need a mirror. It just pours out of them. To celebrate today's happy festival and New Year's festival, we have organized 160 mirrors which will be distributed on a first come first basis. I don't know when, maybe they are here or next to me, no. I think at the conclusion of the festival we will hand them down from the altar. The mirror, and in the back of the mirror you will see the most beautiful form of Radha and Krishna. Rutvik, I think you should run at that time and get a mirror like that. So the program will continue with Kirtan for an hour by Gaur Krishna. And then we will start with the multi-dimensional show, whatever that is, you will see. And then go into have a little meditation and aarti for Radha Madan Mohan. Thank you so much, and Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.